This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
It is time for the NIT break at 2:34 here on the ticket. Sean Bass, David Mino, the Sweet Spot live at Choctaw Casino Resort in Durant, Oklahoma. Just a quick jaunt of 75 past the Red River. And we do have the hard line and why today doesn't suck coming up in just a little bit. But let's throw it to Monto, who's going to give us some offerings that didn't quite make this morning's e-break at 7:55, which was won by Craig Rosengarten. So Johnny E-break is
the GOAT.
He's having a good 2025 so far.
Well, fret not, gentlemen, because Craig Rosengarten will be well represented on the NIT break.
Ooh,
as well.
Okay.
Made a last-minute coaching decision to add one more.
Ooh.
So we have seven NIT breaks to get here.
Ooh.
To today.
We could have a double for Rosen.
Including, yes, two from Craig Rosengarten. But we will not start with him. We will start with one that Donovan Lewis from the Invasion, who I'll let you fill in what went wrong here in your own minds as he tried to say the word cuts.
Oh, no.
Let's listen to or hear from Kyrie, because he went on Instagram Live yesterday, about 5.5, 6 minutes or something like that. And I have a couple of cuts to play.
And oh.
Was that close?
I felt very close. I think you're okay.
I'm good.
Real close. You might need to go back and listen to that.
I don't know. Now I don't want to say anything.
Power through, dude.
Was that really close?
Yes.
Okay, my bad.
You're not broadcasting at a high level when you have to say out loud, I don't want to talk anymore.
I almost heard a cups.
Yeah, I feel like that's a ham. Ham is infecting Donovan now.
He wasn't that close to saying what he was worried about, but just when you fumble that word at all, you get a little worried. But yeah, he wasn't that close.
Because he went on Instagram Live yesterday, about 5.5, 6 minutes or something like that. And I have a couple of cuts to play. And he was...
Anyway, so there is Donovan Lewis as candidate number one
cups
here on the NIT break. Candidate number two is one Gordon Keith from the Musers. Now, you will hear, I believe, the Musers destroying, but they get something wrong as they start a cheer, and they plow through, but ultimately they are wrong.
Okay, George, you are our cheer expert for whatever reason.
I don't know about that. I just know some old, really cool cheers.
Do you remember the ULGY cheer?
ULGY, you ain't got no alibi, you're ugly. Yeah, you're ugly.
You ugly, you yugly, yo mama say you ugly. ULGY, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly. What?
You ugly.
Your ULGY?
Ugly. Yo mama.
That's
ugly.
No
your
way
brother,
that's a word.
He's ugly.
Yeah, I was saying ULGY.
No, were you?
ULGY.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Because of my condition, I learned disabilities. So,
So like I said, it was funny, but, you know, the whole premise is you're doing UGLY and you're going ULGY.
You're ULGY.
Olgy.
Yeah, you're Olgy.
Sounds like a fifth defenseman for the Stars, maybe.
That's
calling up Olgy.
Yeah.
Olgermeyer, and they call him Olgy.
Olgermeyer, Olgy.
All right, so there's Gordon. He is candidate number two. Candidate number three and four is the aforementioned Rosen.
Yes.
Now, pulling the curtain back a little bit, he had five potential nominees this week, and apparently could have been more.
Eight was marked. We only pulled five.
Oh, my goodness.
So he had one hell of a week. And just
That's a two-hour golf show.
Yeah, they're not on 4 hours a day. They do once a week for 2 hours. And he's a part of a three-man show. So he talks for like 21 minutes a week.
Unbelievable.
But we'll play a couple of them here and see if he
can. So he averaged an e-break every 15 minutes last week.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Pretty wild.
That's some math in there, Mino.
So let's start here with this one as he's trying to pitch a product and forgets what an Android phone is.
It is one of the best apps I've ever seen, especially for when you want to track all your bets with your gambling guys. It's called Press Golf. You can go to the App Store, whether you, it's the...
It's great ratings. That's like a 4.7 out of 5 on Apple.
Yeah, you can go to the Apple App Store and get it, or you can go down to the other one. The
It's good for iPhone and Android.
Android, right? Yes. You get the Android app. It's Press Golf app. It works on both really, really well. Go to Press Golf.
The Apple or the other one?
There's another one. I don't know. What the hell is that?
So that was like a live
spot. The Apple App Store and the other one.
So that was like a live spot, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's paid to know what it is.
The non-iPhone one.
The copy in front of
the green bubble.
That's amazing. The other one.
Motorola Razr.
So here is candidate number 4. Is also Rosen. This time, he says not really a bad word, but a word that describes something sexual, and he doesn't really know what it means.
If you make the putt a second time, you win $5,000. How cool is that?
Almost did it last year. That's... almost gave it away.
Yep.
On the last shot.
Yep. And we might do that again. On the Rocks is going to give samples out. St. Arnold Beer is going to be giving out samples. Elite Eight's going to be giving out samples.
Troy.
Rowdy Cowboy's going to have all the girls out there serving us food. It's nice. Going to be just a regular hoo-ha.
I got to look that up.
Go get your tickets.
Yeah, no, don't look that up.
It's go to TexasGolfExpo.com.
So again, Grandpa.
A regular hoo-ha.
I mean,
it's nothing special.
But it's still good to get regular hoo-ha,
true.
Right?
I mean,
you want to get that seal of approval by your gyno.
It's all kind of the same.
And they put the stamp in your chart. Yep, she's got a regular hoo-ha.
Like, it's not going to be dynamite. It's going to be regular
hoo-ha. Sometimes that's what you want, you know?
Shot it, boy. Get you some regular hoo-ha.
You don't need a super max. You just need a mid-level hoo-ha.
Yeah.
All right, so there is back-to-back Rosen.
Gosh.
He had a great week. What can you say?
I mean...
regular hoo-ha.
All right, candidate number 5 here on the NIT break.
You're really tickled.
Okay, I'm good.
Oh, man. We might have to hear it again.
We're going
to
move along.
We have Matt McLaren, Matty Beers. He appeared to, right in the middle of a word, get hit with a trank dart, and the invasion couldn't handle it.
Can't make any coffee if you don't have power, and guess what? I'm not a pioneer, so I'm not going to go in my backyard and heat it over an open flame. So I'm just sitting there going, oh, this is bad. I don't have this. The water out of the refrigerator doesn't work.
Did you get hit in the neck with a dart? What the hell was that?
Dude. Check his pulse over there. That sounded like a stroke.
It had to look so weird. I was like, my tongue, I don't know what happened.
Oh, my God.
You look normal. I just didn't know the sounds coming out of his mouth.
Like my tongue swelled up or something. That was so bizarre.
Got stung by a bee. Like
it did kind of feel that way. It's like I felt like a little thing.
You got
in
a
my
dart
neck
in your neck.
What do you mean?
The refrigerator.
So I can tell you, Ham is not represented this week, but McLaren took that mantle with
the water out of the refrigerator doesn't.
Water out of
the refrigerator.
The water out of the refrigerator doesn't work.
It's all kind of just one word.
It's like Matty suffers a major stroke, and after weeks and weeks of rehabilitation, that's how he would say.
He's got to regain the muscle strength in his tongue.
Yeah.
He's got just that's yak tongue.
The water out of the refrigerator doesn't work.
Yeah. Little EA there.
Yeah.
But no owl.
No.
He didn't. Nobody can do that.
No water out of the refrigerator.
The water out of the refrigerator doesn't.
Water out of the
EAL is like biggest outlier.
We'll hear from him again. Don't worry.
Oh.
We got stuff building up. All right, candidate number 6 here on the NIT break is myself. Yesterday during our open.
Oh.
We're resetting that you thought Jake Berger looked like Will Sasso.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And you told him that.
I did.
As a compliment.
As a friend, yes.
Right. Which
just bros being dudes.
Making him feel good about himself.
Yeah.
I heard he did an Ozempic shot right after you said that. Just to
and then I think he went 0-for-3 in the game.
Oh, no.
But as you were teasing our next baseball interview, I threw out a joke and y'all laid out on me. Like jerks.
Jake Berger's a great dude. We wouldn't say anything bad about him. We're like, yeah, this guy sucks, whatever. Maybe that gets back to him and he gets pissed off and he wouldn't join us again. Even though I said he looked like Will Sasso. It seemed not to piss him off too much, but he does kind of look like
he does
kind of look like Will Sasso.
But the fact is he owned it. Like he totally understood where we were coming from and he didn't take it as an insult, which is good.
Did you tell Kyle Higashioka he looks like Bobby Lee? Or anyone else from Mad TV?
Why would I say Bobby Lee?
I just picked a random Mad TV cast member.
How many other Mad TV cast members can you just rattle off? That's what I want to know.
The guy who played Stewie? Stewart,
whatever. Stewart? I don't know any. Miss Swan, she was great.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was. That was funny. Mad TV was underrated. Look at Justin trying to get out of this one.
By the way, I wasn't saying anything. I wasn't getting out of anything.
So Bobby Lee from Mad TV, from San Diego, California. Kyle Higashioka, also from California.
There you go.
So is that the comparison you were making?
Yeah. Maybe.
He spit out a Sean Green sandwich
to issue it, too.
I did. I did have a Jason's Deli Carm in my mouth, and I was like, oh, I got a joke, and I spit it in my hand. That's why my voice is weird when I say it.
Which is good.
Did you tell Kyle Higashioka he looks like Bobby Lee? Because I have half a sandwich in my mouth.
I didn't even notice that.
But as soon as it hit me, and I hawk-toed my sandwich into my hand.
Oh, no. So a little ham action or turkey action?
I had all kinds of meats on there.
Okay.
And then I had to try to not let ham see me put it back in my mouth.
You went back for it?
Well, I'm the one who chewed it up.
I mean, it's your food. Yeah, that's fine.
I didn't have Lando baby bird it to me.
You did ask me to, though. I thought that was weird.
And you denied. All right. Our last one here is from morning board operator Tyler Samsel.
Pizza.
You know, he has a big
doesn't get any better than that.
Beef going on with Baldy. I don't know if you guys know about this or not. But
they don't even talk to each other anymore.
No, and I guess Tyler is just tired of his tickers, and he moved him on way early.
Stars rattle off their third straight win, 4-3 over the Devils. Dallas winning 6 of their last 7 to move within 6 points of division-leading Winnipeg. Stars host the Flames tomorrow. Dane Dunning throws 2 innings, allowing 2 runs in the Rangers' 6-3 spring training loss to the A's. Texas goes again today at 2:05 against the Reds. The sweet spot is live from Surprise, 1-3 on the ticket. That is
the reason that the ticket is the first DFW station ever to win an NAB Marconi for Major Market Station of the Year.
Guess he had enough of that ticket, huh?
But we do. Thanks for keeping it real. And keeping it on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shut up.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Busted.
What a jerk.
He was just ready to get the invasion going, I guess.
He loves the invasion. Well, they don't have enough time to get to their content. They only have
the
4 hours.
I like Donovan. I guess you've had enough of that ticker, huh?
Yeah.
Very Jerry Jones to Krejci. Yes. I guess you've had enough of that answer.
All right, so let's vote. Is it Donnie who can't say cuts? Is it ULGY Gordo? Is it Rosen forgetting Android? Is it Rosen standard hoo-ha? Is it Matt McLaren with the dart? My joke or Tyler Rebaldi? Let's start the voting with Sean.
I guess I'm going to wish all the P1s to get some regular hoo-ha this weekend. That's my wish.
All right. Let's come back here. Lando.
Water out of the refrigerator.
We'll go back there. Mino.
I had the strongest laugh of the day with regular hoo-ha, so that has to be the winner.
All right. I'll go ahead and vote and say I would also vote for McLaren. So we have 2 for Rosen hoo-ha, 2 for McLaren. Ham, you are the decider. Who wins?
Hoo-ha!
All right!
All right.
Rosen.
A sweep this week. The double. Congratulations, Rosen. How many
is
that?
He now has five. He is tied for second. Of course, Ham is the leader with six.
All right. Just
he's the Dallas Cowboys of the NIT break.
Cups.
Five titles.
A week
five
off times. For him. That's a good one.